Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington may play Sunday's game, and may play Sunday's game, is probably more likely will play Sunday's game without arguably their two best players. I think clearly their best player in Jaden Daniels, and certainly one of their top two, three players in Terry McLaurin. What's your confidence level that they can win a football game on the road against a team that does have decent players without their two best players? Again, I think if I asked this question a few weeks ago and said, if Jaden, you know, goes down and Terry's lost, I think everybody would have said, yeah, the season's in big, big trouble. I would have said that for sure. But after last week, you know, no Jaden anyway, Terry had a big catch, got injured on that catch. Where's your confidence level if they play on Sunday without their two best players? My confidence level is not very high. It's low. I think the test on Sunday is a big one, even if they went into that, a tough one, even if they went into that game fully healthy. I mean, I think the big issue for me is I could certainly be more confident if they were healthy at wide receiver. You know, even if it wasn't Terry, if you had Noah Brown, if you had another receiver that you could really count on other than Debo, Debo doesn't stretch the field, you know. Debo's going to be used a lot. He's going to be targeted a lot. But I could see a real problem, especially if they can't run the football, moving it and scoring it without Jaden and Terry on the field and without Noah Brown and without John Bates and without others on the field. So my confidence level is not very high without their two best players at Atlanta. I would have felt fine if this were the game that they were playing at home against the Raiders on long rest versus short rest. Without Jaden and Terry. Like, they win the game last week without Jaden and without Terry as well. They would have won that game. This is a different animal, in my opinion. Ian, go ahead.
Kevin, my confidence level, I'd say, is a 2 out of 10, 20%. I agree with everything you said. It's on the road against a team that is also desperate. Washington's pretty decimated across the board on injuries. Function of being an older team, in my opinion. And then I think the big takeaway here is if you are Atlanta, you know, your keys to victory from their side is make Mariota pass. I mean, they're missing their best tight end, their top two receivers, and yeah, Luke McCaffrey, I think we've seen enough to at least know he's not amazing. I think he's probably a bust, but you know, I think for them, they have to look at it as make Washington as one dimensional.
You're just so
as
hoping
you can.
That your whole Adam Peters isn't very good thing sticks. I mean, that's
like
just
you
he's
hoping,
a bust. He's
Kevin.
A bust. You didn't. You could have just said, you know, I haven't seen enough from him, which would be more accurate because we really haven't seen enough from him yet.
Yes, just like you root for yourself to be right, I also root for myself to be right.
Yeah,
and
we all do that
Adam
to a
Peters
certain extent. You just
good.
Do it much more. And I'm not going to sit here and say that, because I think we both would acknowledge that when we're wrong, we do admit it. You tend to admit it more via DM rather than on the air. But that's just an observation. Sure. Continue, Ian, please.
Yeah, no, there are ones I've missed, and I'll tell you on the air if you need me to. So, yeah. But, no, I think for Washington, it's a road game. This is one of those 50-50 games.
Yeah.
For them, kind of, even if you had a healthy Jaden, healthy Terry, this is a tough game on the road. And I think there was a little bit of fool's gold with that Raiders victory there. You know, it's hard to know what this team is because of their health, because you played a weakened Giants team, a very elite Packers team on the road. It's hard to know. And then, like we all say, the first 4 weeks of the preseason, it's a week-to-week league. I'd love to know what this team actually looks like, and yeah. I wonder when we'll get to see that.
Yeah, and I agree with all of that. I you know, it's week-to-week for sure, and the first 4 to 6 weeks sometimes can fool you. I think the if we took the first 3 weeks, there's definitely a part of me that says, okay, they're 2-1. Mariota, the defense has stepped up. Like, there's things, but the two wins were really over subpar teams. And not only subpar teams, but you caught those subpar teams on bad days for them. So let's see. That's why Sunday to me is a completely different challenge. And I will be extremely impressed. And I, you know what? I'll tell you right now, if they beat the Falcons without Jaden and Terry, I bet you any amount of money I come in here on Sunday after the game or Monday morning here on radio and say that was a coaching victory. Because I do think we have an advantage with our staff over their staff. Thanks, Ian. Let's go to Clay in Potomac. Confidence level heading into Atlanta with perhaps your two best players missing, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin.
All right, let me begin by saying this. Last week I said there was two swinging gates. A lot of people didn't believe me when I said Coleman was one of the problem areas. So what did the team do? They corrected it. So
yeah, Allegretti was a problem too, and they corrected it. Yep.
But I'm going to ask one question to you, because sure. When I see the Vegas line, it makes me believe Kirk freaking Cousins is starting. Do
no,
we know
not.
Yet? He's not.
No, he's not.
Well, then I'm very confident. I'm very confident with yeah. Pennick well, there. And the way
you got it, you got to pay attention at least a little bit. When the line reeks like that, like you essentially said, it has to mean that they've got a better quarterback playing on Sunday if Washington's only a 1-point favorite. But they don't,
absolutely.
And yet the line is still sitting there at 1 point. That's because these games very often go in the direction of the team that's most desperate. It just does, especially early in the season. But go ahead.
Well, okay, so if it's not the fact that Kirk Cousins is playing, mm-hmm. some of my friends would say it might be the Magic City lemon pepper wings effect. And I know with an experienced team, that isn't the issue. So what I'm going to say is this. Kinlaw had his worst game last week. Dan Quinn got popped but bounced up. Dan Quinn is going to rally this team. And Kinlaw is going to be the reason why. I wouldn't be surprised if Newton rebounded, if Sanders still rebounded. But repeat these words after me. Luke. Remember, I'm the guy who said 12-5, and
okay.
Luke will be the reason
all right.
why.
All right, Clay.
And
thanks.
I am more confident in Luke today than I was last week.
All right. Good call. Let's go to Athen. Athen, your confidence level Sunday if they have to play without their two best players.
I would say I'm about a 7 out of 10 because I think the wheels are coming off the bus in Atlanta, and they have been ever since they gave Kirk $100 million and then drafted Penix with the 8th pick. They're starting to fire coaches, pointing the finger, and I don't believe in Raheem as a head coach. I think he's a hell of a defensive coordinator. I just don't think they're not getting the most out of the talent they had there last year.
I agree with you on him as a head coach so far. I agree with you on it. I think he's had this opportunity here, and there have been a lot of games in which I thought they should have been better prepared and better coached in game so far. But continue.
Yeah, I just don't believe in his ability to get the most out of his players, where you just said a few minutes ago that we have a coaching staff edge on them. I don't think Zach Cunningham is a good offensive coordinator, and case in point, this is the game for the defense to go win the game. We have to force two turnovers in order to win this game, and the only way I don't see us winning it is if number 18 decides to come in, because number 8's not very good. I don't want to see Kirk. I want to root for him from a distance, but I still think even without the two top players that we have a very good shot to win the game.
So here's what I would say to you, Athan. You said you were 7 out of 10 confidence level-wise, but you think we need two takeaways, like plus 2 in the turnover margin, to win the game?
I do, because they're going to come out like a caged animal. They're backed into the corner. They're staring 1-3 in the face. So you're going to get their best shots early.
Right.
I think we have to take that momentum away from them, take the crowd out of the game, and at least get one turnover in the first half, and then get a second turnover if they start to gain some kind of momentum, or if we become stagnant on offense. I think we have the edge, like I said, as far as coaching staff, as far as preparation. I think Kliff will find holes in that defense and expose what Atlanta doesn't do well, and I don't believe in Atlanta's coaching staff, but I do think we need two turnovers on Sunday. We have to be at least plus 2.
You know, 0 takeaways through 3 games. I think Penix Jr. could give us a chance at 1 or 2. That's for sure. Thanks for the call, Athan. Let's go to Ray in North Carolina. Ray, your confidence level that they can win a game Sunday without their two best players is what?
Very high. I'm very high on this team. I watched them last week. I watched the defense play. I'm really excited about it. And that quarterback last week got away with about 3 more sacks we should have had. I'm really high on this team right now. Mariota's not going to lose us the game. He just plays under control, so I really like it.
Okay. All right. Look, I think Mariota can play well Sunday, but I don't think he'll play well if they don't run the football well and control down distance. I think there's a real problem Sunday if it's Chris Moore and Debo and Jalen Lane out there against Atlanta's blitz pressure. Now, A.J. Terrell may be out. That could be huge. But no Terry out there, no Jaden out there. I think it becomes a bit of a challenge. And then, you know, you're hoping that Penix Jr. soils himself for 2 straight weeks. I don't know if that'll happen. Chad in Nashville, go ahead.
Kevin, from a scale of Tommy to Coach Sheehan, I'm about a 6. And here's why. I see this game and this team. I compare
Tommy's
to
Coach.
The Falcons.
So Tommy would be very low confidence, and Coach Sheehan would be very high confidence?
Yes, very high confidence. Okay.
But I'm not
because
that
we know
confident
without
the two best players.
Well, I know you're not today, but like on a normal day, you know, Tommy, you know, he might say something confident, but you know, secretly.
Okay.
So here's what I think. The Giants are identical almost team, in my opinion, to the Falcons right now. And I think the running back position last week, even with Oakland, I was a little nervous about. And I was wondering how we would play that. I think what is not fool's gold is our defensive line. That's why I'm more confident than I am not confident, even with Mariota playing, and without Terry McLaurin. For some reason, I think the defensive line's for real. They look pretty nasty. I don't know how good Oakland's offensive line is, and I don't really know what the Falcons' offensive line is ranked. But, man, dude, did they shut down that running game last week. And he's a good running back, hard-running back. And I know
their
Bijan
offensive
is
line
different.
Is bad, and it was missing one of their best guards. So take that into consideration. Their two shutdown run defensive games were against really rough situations offensive line-wise with the Giants and the Raiders.
Okay, but do you think Geno Smith is a better quarterback than Penix?
Yes. Right now, yes.
Okay. Do you think Geno Smith could have won them? Do you think it was our defense or more Geno Smith on last Sunday?
Oh, it was definitely more of our defense completely, you know, pushing basically the line of scrimmage 2 yards into the backfield.
Yes. Okay, so based off what Gruden said about
I don't think Geno Smith had a shot.
If we shut down that run, if we shut down that run in the first quarter, I think we end up seeing Penix get benched because of either one turnover or two, and I believe we end up winning that football game because of that. And they put Kirk in. Kirk can't move, and once their ears are back and they're throwing, I think is going to light it up. Plus, I think that they want this game. Mariota wants to start. I think they want him to start, especially DQ.
Yeah, it's a different coaching staff. It's a different coaching staff. Arthur Smith was the coach there. It was a completely different group. But yeah, second straight week, he's facing a former team. Let me just tell you something. Kirk's not coming into the game. Raheem Morris shut that down this week. He said, Mike is our guy. On. He had one bad game. We have total confidence in him.
Then why did
he
pull him?
Yeah, but he pulled him at 30-0, you know, and Kirk handed the ball off seven times on the last drive. I mean, that was, you know, I'm saying he's not going to come in a competitive game. You know, he's not going to bench
would
him
Kirk
in a competitive
win them the game.
He can get hurt.
Would Kirk win them the game more than Penix?
I'm sorry, say that again.
In your opinion. Do you think Kirk could win them this game more than you think?
Oh, yeah, they'd be much better off. Right now, they'd be much better off with Cousins at quarterback, of course. Of course.
Dude, me too, and that's why I don't want to see Cousins go in.
That's my point. You're not going to see him. I'm pretty sure you're not going to see him. Thanks, no. Chad, unless there's an injury. Let's go to JYD. JYD, your confidence level if they play Sunday without their two best players, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, is how high or how low? Go ahead.
I am mid range.
Okay.
I would be high if they would also use this game to develop their wide receiver core, because the kid that they need to be putting out there more so than more would be Tay Martin. Bring him off the practice squad.
Yeah, maybe.
The kid can play. Do you know the kid that's playing for the Bengals that had a great game?
Tinsley.
And, right. We let him go.
Yes.
Didn't give him a thought.
Right.
You're doing the same thing with Tay Martin. That's all I got to say. Thanks,
all right.
Kevin.
Well, you just may have made the call of the year, because Brooks may get an opportunity Sunday to be active for the game. Thanks for that, JYD. Bobby in North Carolina. Bobby, your confidence level Sunday if they've got to play the game without their two best players, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin.
Kevin, any idea what my answers will be before I tell you? You've known me a long time.
Yeah, I think you're really confident. I think you're really confident.
Listen to me. Kevin, we're playing the freaking Falcons, okay? That team is reeling, okay? Their quarterback right now sucks, all right? We're a better team from top to bottom with Jaden or without Jaden, with Terry, without Terry. And I personally think Jaden's going to play Sunday, okay? Unless you know something I don't know. What I saw yesterday in practice, the little film we saw, he looks good. Have you heard something?
I'd lean to him not playing, but I don't know. Last week I had a very strong, educated opinion that Mariota was going to start before it was announced, and I mentioned that on the show. I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other, but if I had to wager and you forced me, I'd say Mariota starts Sunday. But can I just interrupt you 1 second, Bobby? Bobby, 1 second.
You always can, brother.
Atlanta was terrible last week. They are less than 2 weeks removed from one of the more dominant wins of the season. They went in on Sunday Night Football and dominated Minnesota. They rushed for 218 yards. They turned McCarthy over two times. They stopped the run, and they won 22-6 in a game that was never competitive. In the opener, their kicker missed a game-tying field goal. He's no longer a part of it, Coup. But they were right there with a 3-0 team. They had a bad game last week, and their quarterback had a bad day. I know this league too much. To judge it based on 1 week is a big mistake.
All right, let me rephrase it. All right, I'm going to make this real easy. A couple ways we're going to beat them, okay? Stop their run, make them one-dimensional, make the left-handed quarterback throw it to us, which he will do. Number two, run the same game plan we did last week against an inferior opponent. Line them up with an extra offensive lineman. Run it down their freaking throat and hit them in the mouth, and we win the game. Real easy, brother. Go down there and take care of it. We're a better roster, Kevin, from top to bottom, and a whole lot better coaching staff top to bottom than they are. We're talking about
actually, Bobby, we're not a better roster top to bottom. That is very debatable.
I do think it's a better coaching staff.
I think it's a much better coaching staff and a much better quarterback situation, clearly. So those two things are rather important in football.
Well, we beefed up the defensive line in offseason. This is for one of those games. Stop the run. Stop Robinson slowing down. Well, we've been pretty good all year long against the run, and make them one-dimensional, and we win the football.
Make the left-handed quarterback left-handed. Right-handed, actually, this
week.
There
you go, brother.
I'm with you. Yeah, those are my keys as well. Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, your confidence level if they have to play Sunday without Jaden and without Terry.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me on. I really enjoy your show.
Thanks,
and I
Wayne.
Really miss you and Doc on the air at the same time. Coach, as he would call you.
My
confidence level is high, and it's for a lot of reasons. First of all, let's tackle the notion that we don't have receivers. First of all, Luke is not a bust. He's got pedigree. I'll have to mention his brother in San Francisco and his dad played.
Right.
Plus, you guys took my thunder away when you mentioned staff. Next man up mentality is always preaching. It's not a cliche. This coaching staff will have a replacement. Terry, okay, if he doesn't show up, don't be surprised if Luke scores another touchdown, Jaden Lane comes in, not only runs a kickoff return back like he did against the
Los Angeles returns.
Jaden Lane, right?
Yeah, he's on punt returns. Debo's back there with McCaffrey on kickoff returns, yeah.
Well, those two guys, they're going to show up, and one of them will score another touchdown. But we have a replacement, Mariota. If he comes in, he's the best backup in the league. And I agree with that. And we got some dogs with that team. I remember when we signed Kinlaw, people were saying, even on your air, oh, they overpaid for him. Let me tell you, him in pain, those are two pitbulls.
Impressive.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing that I'm most optimistic about that I didn't, expect to be is that interior and the D-line in particular. Armstrong, you could argue, and we did earlier this week when we did our top three players through the first 3 weeks, I think Armstrong's been their best all-around player through 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I really do.
I agree. Let me add one more thing.
Yeah.
If you don't get targeted and don't get in the game, you can't call a guy a bust. Ben Sennett is not a bust. He just has Zach Ertz in front of him.
Yeah.
Wait until
agreed.
Get this guy full
agreed.
Time.
Right. Those are good points. Excellent call, Wayne. Really appreciate it. Let's get Aveen in here. Aveen, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I hear you out on all the circumstances going against us, and I would typically agree with that. But I'm also going to be one of those confident callers saying, you know, around a seven. I think we have a big coaching advantage and a big organizational advantage. And I think if we win on Sunday, it's going to have to be an organizational showcase kind of win.
Yep.
But, you know, all I've seen since Peters and Quinn have been here is they get players to come out of nowhere when they need to and perform at a higher level. I mean, we've had two of the top five rushing performances this season in the NFL with, you know, a bunch of new linemen and a bunch of running backs who didn't play much for us last year that nobody was expecting much out of. You know, you saw last year when Noah Brown went down and De'Ami Brown came in and he was awesome just out of nowhere. We just have this track record of having backups come in and play at a high level that nobody's expecting much out of. And, you know, you see with the signings this year, like everybody was trashing the Kinlaw signing and Quinn is making him look great. So I just give, you know, the coaching staff, the organization, the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, we were in kind of similar situations last season. I mean, Jaden and Terry being out is a big difference, but that game against Arizona last season, like everything was against us. We were on a short week.
Really good memory. You're right about that. That was one of those games that felt going into it, uh-oh, look out, and they blew Arizona. Look, it doesn't work every time. If it did, I wouldn't be talking to you right now, right? I would be in Vegas and now maybe legally making a fortune. It doesn't work every year that way, and that was one of those games that looked pretty good because we were coming off that Monday night game, big win over Cincinnati, short rest, Arizona. I forget what the Arizona scenario was, but I remember feeling like it was a bit of a trap game. Yes. And it wasn't.
Yes. Yeah. They were 1-2 at home, desperate for a win too. So
yeah.
I just think we have a track record of having these games where we just outclass other teams, outclass more of the middle class teams with our coaching staff. So if we win, it's going to have to be, you know, a coaching advantage. We line up in a lot of 12-13 personnel. Atlanta's a little undersized on defense. We run the ball well. You know, Mariota masters the zone read stuff. And then on defense, you know, Quinn and Witt cook up something where they're disguising pressures. They confuse Penix. He's inaccurate enough and the pressure affects him enough. Where, you know, this can be like an outclassing kind of win where it's just the coaching.
Yeah, I mean, you said something, though, outclassing. I'm forgetting the description, but it was more like the, you know, mid-level teams. They outclassed the bad teams last year. They outclassed the, you know, the Carolina Panthers. They outclassed the Tennessee Titans. They outclassed, and by the way, they didn't outclass a team like New Orleans or they outclassed Arizona. So far, I think we're going to find that the Giants are in for a long road based on playing a rookie quarterback. Who knows? Maybe he'll be a lot better because their roster doesn't stink. But I hear you, and these things do happen. That's why I said, if they end up winning this game without Jaden and without Terry, I would bet you that my number one reason on Monday is because they were, I mean, it was an organizational win. They got players to step up that we weren't sure could step up and that they outcoached and outwitted the other sideline. I think that that's how it would play out.
I would say the same thing about the Detroit playoff game, too. I mean, I think we kind of made them look dumb, too. It's happening against some good teams, too.
Yeah, that was.
I think the Raiders might be a good team, too.
So, we'll see. We'll see. Thanks for that, always, Yvonne. Sorry for those of you on hold I couldn't get to. Got to get to a break. We're way over. Come back. I've got smell test picks and a lot of them for what is going to be one of the best football weekends of the year. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of
you know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Jesse, you're not going to call Miami of Ohio a push, are you? That's criminal. Love you, Jess. Appreciate that. Yes, it was a push. Miami of Ohio, I gave out last Friday at +3. Yeah, the line went to +2, +1.5. It actually went back up to +2, +2.5 at kickoff. But I'm taking that as a push, just like I'm taking Auburn as a push when most of you had it as a win. At +7.5. I gave it out on Friday. It was +7. That's what we've done here for years. I use the Friday lines on the smell test. And by the way, more times than not, I've got a bad number based on where we end up at kickoff because I'm usually on the sharp sides and the sharp money moves it in that direction. So, yeah, last week I gave out Auburn +7, pushed that. By the way, with that late safety, that was a good football game, Oklahoma-Auburn. Most of you had it at +7.5 and won. Kansas, I had it -13. Now, that was never in doubt as a winner, but that game went off at 11.5, 12. Virginia went off at 16. I gave it out at Virginia went off at 15, excuse me, and I gave it out at 15. Oh, yeah, that wasn't the one I was thinking about. Indiana, I gave out at 6. And it went to 5.5 in a lot of spots. So, yeah, many times I'm giving you a number early, and it's going to go away from it, so play it early. That's what I meant to say. I got a little confused there. When I give out the number on Friday, more times than not, it's going to be the best number you can get on a game. With Miami of Ohio, it wasn't. But I'm not giving it back. It's a push. 7-6-2. Last week, four straight weeks of a winning record to open up the 2025 smell test. 26-17-3 through 4 weeks. That's 60.4%. You're getting paid at 60.4%. God, do we have a board this week? I had a friend of mine that does this on his show, a big ESPN show. And he said, you got to love the board. Like, how many games are you going to have? And I said, at this point, maybe 20. It's close to it. I'll add them up when I'm done. Let's start tonight. Florida State, number 8 in the country, undefeated, and they've looked good. You know, starting with that season-opening win over Alabama, and that's really going to look good because Bama's good. Ty Simpson's a good quarterback. They've scored literally 143 points in their last two games. Now, not the best of competition, but 77-3 and then 66-10. Virginia can really score. They're 3-1. They beat Stanford last week 48-20. I gave them out a week after Stanford had beaten the snot out of BC, and they rolled 48-20. This is going to be a very good football game tonight in Charlottesville. UVA is capable. Florida State's got tremendous team speed, but the public loves Florida State, and there is sharp money on UVA. There are some 6.5s out there, but there are also some 7s out there. I'll take Virginia plus the 7 at home tonight against Florida State. How about this game? Oregon State's 0-4, and they haven't been close. Houston is 3-0, and they've looked good. Houston's laying 13.5, although I see some 14s out there. That is too short for an Oregon State team that just keeps getting blown out. I'll take Oregon State. By the way, Oregon State's a terrible team. They're not good at all. So this is one of those that truly defines the smell test because the team you are wagering on tonight, if you follow my advice, they stink. They were 34-point underdogs to Oregon, lost by 34, and a week later, they're only a 14-point dog? Yeah, that one reeks. Give me Oregon State tonight. So I like two Friday night games. Let's go to tomorrow where North Texas. North Texas has a chance. Memphis, North Texas, in terms of that non-Power 4 / Power 5 bid. They have really looked impressive so far. They are playing South Alabama. And they are laying less than two touchdowns at 13. Give me South Alabama plus the 13 points. There was something about this game that I wanted to mention. North Texas is 4-0 so far. South Alabama has been close. They had a close loss to Tulane in week two. They were competitive with Coastal last week. North Texas beat Army, blew out Washington State 59-10. They've looked good throughout. A lot of people think that they are a dynamic offensive team. They're averaging 47 points per game in their first four. They're laying less than two touchdowns. The world is on North Texas. Give me South Alabama. Here's an interesting game. Kansas State's had a rough start to the season so far. Kansas State thought, remember, in the Dublin game against Iowa State, there's a lot of discussion that Kansas State would be, you know, a pretty good team this year. People liked some of what they had coming back. They ended up losing that game to Iowa State in Dublin. Iowa State, by the way, undefeated. K-State's catching six against an undefeated UCF team at home. This would seem like the, you know, the team that's favored in this game, Kansas State, shouldn't be favored over UCF, or if they are favored, should be favored by less than this number. Give me K-State. Let me just get the updated number because this number's been moving around. All right, it's K-State minus six. It was 5.5. I'm giving K-State out minus six. Cincinnati's playing at Kansas. I gave out Kansas last week against West Virginia. I've been on the right side of the West Virginia games this year. I had Ohio a few weeks ago against West Virginia. They won outright. Then I had West Virginia against Pitt getting points. The Mountaineers won outright. And then I had Kansas laying a big number, and they blew out West Virginia. Kansas, after being a 13-point favorite against West Virginia last week, is just 4.5 at home against Cincinnati. There is a lot of average bettors, public bettors on Kansas. I'll take Cincinnati. Next up is Northern Illinois at San Diego State. So Northern Illinois, not a good team, although they actually were competitive against Maryland, lost 20-9 in that game. San Diego State beat a decent Cal team last week, 34-0, while Northern Illinois is a 1-2 football team. And the line in this one is super short right now at 3. I'll take Northern Illinois plus the 3 at home against San Diego State. I gave out Auburn last week, and that hideous safety at the end made it a push for me based on the number I gave out. Now, most of you won with it if you played it at plus 7.5. That's where it went off at. They're getting less than a touchdown this week at Texas A&M after A&M went to South Bend and won and is undefeated. Auburn losing their first game. I'm going to take Auburn plus the 7 against A&M. There are some 7s out there. There's some 6.5s out there. I would play it sooner rather than later. Florida Atlantic is catching 14 against Memphis, who right now is the favorite to grab a playoff spot out of the non-power schools. Florida Atlantic's actually played competitively. That number is short to a lot of people. Memphis knocked off Arkansas last week. I'll take Florida Atlantic plus 14. San Jose State is plus 3 at Stanford. That line's super short. San Jose State stinks. Stanford lost last week but won at home the week before. I'll take San Jose State plus the 3. I hate doing this because I gave them out a few weeks ago and it wasn't even close, but Colorado's getting too short of a number against BYU, so I'll take the Buffaloes plus the 7. UTEP plus 3.5 against Louisiana Tech. And then the two of the three biggest games of the day, I've got side smell test picks on both of them. Georgia has most of the public action. The number hasn't moved from 3. I'll take Bama laying the 3. And people are lined up on Oregon plus the 3.5 in Happy Valley. If that line was sitting at 3, I'd be less confident about it. The fact that it's sitting there at 3.5, they are begging you to take Oregon in the points against Penn State. I won't even buy the half point in this game. How about that? I'll take Penn State minus the 3.5. Let's go to Sunday where, yeah, Washington is a major public play Sunday. One of the biggest public plays on the board Sunday, even though we don't know who the quarterback is. Look, this line might change. If Jaden ends up playing, Washington probably goes off as a 3-point favorite instead of a 1-point favorite, maybe even more than that. So what I'm going to tell you right now is I'm giving you Atlanta as a smell test pick plus the 1. But if Jaden plays and the line changes dramatically, do we have news on that? Were you about to tell me that? Wes?
Yeah, he's not at practice.
He's not at practice.
He wasn't seen at practice.
Okay. So, yeah, that's my suspicion is confirmed. He's not playing. It's going to be Mariota if he's not at practice. Okay. Jaden Daniels not on the practice field with other quarterbacks from John Kime. By the way, Ben's going to join us in about 13 minutes. Give me Atlanta plus the win. 1. If it changes and the line changes dramatically, don't play the game. But Atlanta's a smell test pick. The Browns plus 10.5 against the Lions after the way the Lions looked on Monday Night Football. Short week. Give me the Browns plus 10.5. No one's giving Dallas a shot on Sunday Night Football. So this is tailor-made for the smell test. I'll take the Cowboys plus the 7. And then on Monday Night Football, I'll give this out now. The Bengals, after getting beat 48-10, I like them plus 7.5 at Denver to keep it close. So I don't even know how many games that is. I think it's 17, but I'll add them up afterwards. Tonight, Virginia plus 7 and Oregon State plus 14. Tomorrow, South Alabama plus 13. K-State minus 6. Cincinnati plus 4.5. Northern Illinois plus 3. Auburn plus 7. Florida Atlantic plus 14. San Jose State plus 3. Colorado plus 7. UTEP plus 3.5. Alabama plus 3. Penn State minus 3.5. Sunday, Atlanta plus 1. The Browns plus 10.5. The Cowboys plus 7. And on Monday night, the Bengals plus 7.5. These will get tweeted out from the Team 980 account later today. Good luck. Back with Ben at noon and a little bit of focus now on what's going on at practice when we come back.
Happy Friday, folks. This is Wesley Clark. I hope you don't have a wedding on Saturday because the college football slate is loaded. Here are my top 3 games and prediction. First up, LSU at Ole Miss. The Rebels are 3.5-point favorites at home, but I've got them taking down the 4th-ranked Tigers. Then at 7:30 on ABC, Alabama versus Georgia. You all remember last year when Ryan Williams broke out? Gimme Bama to take it 3 in a row against the Dogs. And for the game of the week, number 6, heading into the wideout, that's the Oregon Ducks in Happy Valley. Doesn't matter. The Ducks are staying undefeated. This is brought to you by IHOP. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open up the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's office throughout the football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. I'm Wesley Clark with the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben's going to jump on with us in about 5 minutes from Ashburn, but Terry and Jaden not present, at least at the beginning of the practice, which is the media portion of the practice. Quinn will be speaking at some point, maybe before the end of the show, and if he does, we will carry it. This segment of the show is sponsored by IHOP, introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu, available every day at IHOP, $7 in some locations. So real quickly, the Ryder Cup right now, 3-1 Europe after the morning four ball alternate shot format. We'll get another one of those this afternoon, but Europe 3-1 up at Bethpage Black. The scene there this morning at 7 a.m. if you turned it on USA was insane, although the audio was off. That is you can't have that for a Ryder Cup. I don't know if they fixed it at this point, but the only American team to win, Cantlay and Schauffele beat McIntyre and Hovland. McIlroy, Fleetwood rolled, Hatton, Rahm rolled, and Fitzpatrick and Auber rolled. So a big start for Europe at Bethpage Black with a 3-1 lead. They need 14 points to retain the cup. The U.S. needs 14.5. Man, what a sports weekend. If you're a golf guy and a football guy, and by the way, a baseball guy, we are into the final weekend of Major League Baseball. The AL Central coming down to this final weekend. Detroit finally got a win over Cleveland yesterday. They are deadlocked. Cleveland wins the tiebreaker, but Detroit's got the Red Sox. Cleveland's got Texas in the final weekend. And we got wild card races as well. Detroit right now a game better than Houston for that last spot. And in the National League, the Mets got a big win over the Cubs. They are a game ahead of Cincinnati, two ahead of Arizona. So one of the better sports weekends of the year, no doubt. Ben Standing next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.